不会像上次一样。
So if you are starting over something, or if you ever started over something,
如果你正在准备重新开始，或是你已经在重新开始一件事。
You know, a career, a company, academically, professionally, whether your relationship, marriage.
可能是你的婚姻，你和某个人的关系，你的工作。
Maybe you've been putting your marriage in the back burner.
或也许你已经把你的婚姻抛诸脑后了。
And then now you're taking a pause and you wanted to start over.
但是现在你想要停一下脚步，重新开始。
So we're talking about how do we start over something then, and we can making sure that next time won't be just like last time.
所以我们提到，当我们准备重新开始一件事情的时候，怎么样能够确保下一次不会像上一次一样？
How do we make sure that our mistakes last time won't be carried into our next time?
我们怎么能够确保上一次犯的错误这一次不会再犯？
And the reason we often do that is because we said this last week.
常常我们会这样子做，是因为上礼拜我们谈到。
We all learn from our mistakes in the areas that matters least.
我们从无关紧要的错误中学习。
Right, sports, board games, hobbies, you know, little things.
常常我们从我们的运动中，从我们的兴趣中学习。
We learn from our mistakes pretty quickly.
我们从这一些错误中学习是非常有效率的。
But in the areas that matters to us the most, we oftentimes repeat our mistakes.
但是在事关重大的事情上面，我们还常常重复的犯错。
Right, we repeat our mistakes financially.
我们在我们的财务上一直犯错。
We repeat our mistakes romantically. Romantically.
我们在我们的和别人的情史上面一直犯错。
Right, we repeat our mistakes in the areas that usually or oftentimes matters the most.
我们常常在那些最重要的事情上面持续的在犯错。
Right, for some reason, we just can't get it. We keep repeating our mistakes.
不知道为什么，我们就是一直在犯这样的错误。
And the reason why is because we talked about the three myths that oftentimes we're not aware of, but we tend to buy into.
我们提到有三个迷思造成了这个原因。
Right, the first one is we said the myth is experience alone makes me wiser.
第一个我们谈到的迷思是经验使我变得更聪明。
Right, but we said last week experience doesn't make you wiser. Experience will make you what? You remember? Experience makes you older.
上一半我们谈到，其实经验不会使你变得更聪明，它基本上只是使你变得更老。
Right, so today we're talking, but we said evaluated experience will actually make you wiser.
我们有提到是如果去评估过的经验能够使你变聪明。
So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about how do we evaluate our experience so that our experiences makes us wiser.
所以接下来三个礼拜我们要谈到我们该如何去评估我们的经验。
And then the second myth we talked about last week is this.
第二个迷思是
But since I know better,I'll do better.
因为我知道的更多，我就能做的更好。
Right, since I know it already. Since I know better, I'm sure I'll do better next time.
因为我知道更多了嘛，所以我能够确定我下次一定做的更好。
And the reason why we say this is a myth, or you have enough experience in your life to know that this is a myth.
为什么我们说这是一个迷思，或甚至是在你生命的经历中，你也知道这是一个迷思？
Simply knowing better doesn't ensure or doesn't guarantee that you will actually do better.
因为当你知道的更多，并不能保证你会做的更好。
Right, simply knowing better doesn't give you the self-discipline to do better.
你知道的更多并不能够让你自己能够约束自己使你做得更
好。Right, simply knowing better doesn't guarantee that you have the self-control to do better.
你知道的更多并不表示你能够约束你能够有自律的生活使你做得更好。
But simply knowing better doesn't give you the power to actually do better.
你知道的更多并不代表你有这样子的力量来帮助你做得更好。
Right, but we oftentimes look into our past and we go, yeah, 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 I know, I know, I know, I know.
常常我们回头看过去的时候，我们都会说：“对对对，我知道，我知道。”
But then the next time rolls around, we repeat the same mistakes.
但是当接下来同样事情发生的时候，我们还是在犯一样的错误。
Because simply knowing better doesn't equal to do better.
因为你知道的更多，并不代表你会做得更好。
Right, so we call it the know better myth.
我们知道这就是做的不会做得更好的迷思。
Right, so the next
知道更多的迷思。
And then the third myth we talk about, which is probably the most lethal or the most deadly.
第三个我们谈到是有可能是最最严重的一个迷思。
Right, it's the time myth.
就是时间的迷思。
That time is against me.
时间在和我作对。
Right, I'm not getting any younger.
我不再年轻了。
Right, all my friends, both my brothers and sisters.
我的所有的朋友、兄弟姐妹们。
Right, everybody's moving on, everybody's accomplishing this, everybody's getting married, everybody's having a baby.
每个人都做得很好，他们的事业、他们的婚姻，甚至生小孩
了。Right, I gotta move on. Everybody's moving on financially, everybody's moving on relationally. I have to jump back in, I have to move on, I have to continue.
我必须要持续的前进，看他们在他们财务上面能够这么好，我必须要赶快开始。
Right, time is against me.
时间在和我作对。
But last week you said time actually is not against you. Time is actually your friend.
但是我们上礼拜说到，时间其实没有在和你作对，它其实是你的朋友。
There are times that we did something and then we just simply need to hit the pause button.
常常有时候，当我们做了某件事情，我们应该要去按一个暂停的按钮。
Right, it's like, you know, think about, you know, sometimes for some of us, our relationships is all the same.
我们可以想想，有时候我们和别人的关系
，Right? It all ended the same.
常常是用同样的方式去结束这段关系
，Right? And then you realize what was the problem.
你就会想说，到底问题在哪里
？And you realize, let's see what is common in all the relationship that I've.
你就要想一下，到底每一段关系有什么共通点
？And then you realize, oh, the common problem was me.
你就会发现啊。唯一的共通点就是我吗
I was in all those relationships.
我是那所有的关系中唯一就是我是那唯一的共
通 I follow myself to wherever I go.
我不论去哪里我都会什么样的关系都会看到我
Right, I keep doing the same, whatever happened, I was in it.
不论什么事情发生我当时都在当中
And then you keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again
你就一直持续地犯同样的错误
And the issue is you needed some time to pause and to think clearly
所以其实我们必须要停下来去思考一下
But again, we're so afraid that Oh, I'm not getting any younger, I'm not getting any younger
但是我们都很惧怕因为我们不再年轻了
So that's why the next time always seemed to look a little bit too much like last time.
所以每一次同样一件事情发生之后，永远都看起来和上一个事情非常的相似。
So here's what I want to do for the next 3 weeks starting today.
所以接下来三个星期，从这星期开始，我要做的是
We're going to talk about three things, not three things you do, but three things you must realize or three dynamics that's happening in your life.
我们要谈的不是你要做的三件事情，而是三个你要去思考的事情。
They're not like really disciplines that you do, but you have to understand what's going on.
他们不是一个什么做事情的原则，而是你必须要知道到底发生什么事。
Three things you need to realize to make sure that next time is not like last time.
三件你必须要去了解，来确保下一次不会犯同样错误。
These things are going to help you evaluate your experiences.
三件能够帮助你去评估你过你评估你经验的事。
Because again, we know that knowing better doesn't simply mean you can do better.
因为我们知道，当你知道的更多，并不代表你可以做得更好。
How can we kind of hit the pause button and evaluate our experience to ensure that our next time will be better than last time?
我们如何可以按下暂停的按钮去思考，来确保下一次会比上一次更好
？Okay, so I'm going to give you all three today.
今天我会把三件事情都跟你们说。
In case you miss the next 2 weeks,
来。如果你接下来两个礼拜没有来的话
，Okay, I'll give you all three today. Own it, rethink it, and release it.
这三件事情是承担、反思和放下。
And then today we're going to talk about owning it.
今天我们要来谈谈承担这件事。
In order to ensure that next time is better than last time, you have to own your part of the mistake in your history.
为了可以确保下一次会比上一次更好，你必须要去承担你曾经犯的错。
In order to make sure that your past mistake doesn't just simply creep into your future.
要确保你曾经犯的错误不会在这一次又发生。
And again, we don't do this enough because we're always in such a hurry.
我们常常不会做这件事情，是因为我们的生活都非常的忙碌。
Right? Again, we feel like time is against us.
我们一直都觉得时间和我们作对。
But you and I have actually got to hit the pause button long enough to own the negative part of our history.
但是我们每一个人都应该要去按一下暂停的按钮，然后去承担我们曾经犯过的错误。
Whether it's relationally, financially, emotionally, professionally, academically，
不论是情绪上、生活上、财经上、事业上，我们曾经犯的错误。
Now we don't pause long enough to own our mistake.
我们通常不会暂停足够的时间去承担我们犯的错。
Because of this.
是因为
There's nothing to own.
因为没有任何要承担的。
Right? It wasn't your fault.
那不是你的错。
Right? I mean, she left.
她离开我了。
He left.
这个男的也离开我。
I didn't know he had a drinking problem.
我不知道他酗酒。
Right, it was all about my boss.
都是我老板的错。
Everybody said that he is a bad boss.
每个人都说他是一个很糟糕的
老板。Right, I didn't know the teacher, the professor was so tough.
我不知道这个教授这么的严格啊。
I didn't like the whole university is against me.
这整个宇宙都和我作对。
The whole university, 大学。
Oh, sorry.
The whole university,
the whole,
but 宇宙也是不错
yeah,
right? The whole university is against me, isn't it? That's how we feel, right?
所以我们都感觉到整个大学都
right? Every time that we make a mistake, it's not my fault.
每一次我犯错的时候，这都不是我的错。
My investment didn't work out.
我的投资失败了。
I didn't know the economy would tank.
我又不知道这个现在的经济状况不会出问题。
I didn't know that's what's going to happen to the real estate.
我怎么知道房地产会发生状况？
Right, that wasn't my fault.
这不是我的错嘛？
It's just not my fault.
就不是我的错。
Right, but we don't pause long enough to own our part of the problem.
但是我们常常不会停下来去承担我们自己犯错那方面。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because...We always think that there's a better story to tell.
因为我们都觉得会有一个更好的方式来述说这个故事。
Right, when you talk to your friends about your mistakes.
当你和别人谈论你自己的错误的时候。
The better story to tell is.
最好述说的方式是。
It's always somebody else's fault.
就是别人造成的。
Right, I don't want to tell a story that I screwed up.
我怎么会想要说是我。我搞砸了一件事。
Right, I want to tell my friends, my mom, my dad, my family the story that, oh, somebody.
我都总是想要跟别人说是其他人造成的。
Right, but,
但是
your best bet for a successful future is to own your share of the past.
要有一个成功的未来，最好的办法是承担起过去那属于你的责任。
Your best bet of ensuring you have a successful future is that you have to own your share of your past.
最好要能够有一个成功的未来，就是你要去承担你过去的责任。
And the best illustration is this is actually found in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个最好的描述。
Now, if you are human, it's just in you.To blame somebody else.
如果你是人的话，我们每个人都会习惯去怪罪别人。
It's in you that whenever something negative or something bad happens to you, it's in us to blame somebody else.
在我们人性里面，每一次有什么事情发生了，我们都习惯会去先去怪罪别人。
It's in us that we want to ignore our part of the mistake, and we're just so enamored with.Oh, somebody cheated on us. Somebody, and then we're like victims, and we love telling that story.
我们都习惯是去怪罪别人，好像是别人犯错了，我们就是那受害者。
And we don't stop, and we don't pause long enough to ask ourselves, "Wow, wait a minute, what's my part in the story?"
但是我们都不会暂停下来去思考一下，到底我的责任在哪。
And the reason why we're so good.At blaming everybody else is because we're related to two people in the Bible.
为什么我们这么会去责怪别这么厉害知道怎么去责怪别人是因为我们从两个人学习来的。
Do you know who those two people are?
你知道那两个人是谁吗?
Can you take a wild guess?
你可以猜一猜嘛。
Adam and Eve, right?
就是亚当和
夏娃。For those of us all grew up in Sunday school, you know the story.
对每一个在主日学长大的，你们都知道他们的故事。
Okay, now before I talk about Adam and Eve.
在我要谈谈亚当和夏娃之前。
Okay, if you're not a church person, you're not a Christian, you're probably like, oh no, Adam and Eve.
如果你不是你不是基督徒，你不常来教会，你可能想说，哦，又是亚当和夏娃。
And you're like, I can't really believe that part.
所以我不太相信他们两个人
存在。Are they really real?
我不觉得他们俩是真的。
Are they just made up by Christians?
他们应该是基督徒编造出来的。
Okay, the reason why The reasons why we believe in Adam and Eve is not because it's in the Bible.
我们相信亚当和夏娃不是因为他们是圣经人物。
The reason why Christians believe Adam and Eve are real is because Jesus believes Adam and Eve are real.
为什么基督徒相信亚当和夏娃是真实的？是因为耶稣基督相信有亚当和夏娃。
And Christians follow Jesus, so Christians believe whatever Jesus said.
基督徒是跟随耶稣的人，基督徒相信耶稣所说的话。
Now, you've heard me say this 1,000 times.
你听过我说很多遍。
And I'm going to say it 1,000 more times.
我还是会继续的说。
If a person that can predict his own death and resurrection and pulls it off, you believe whatever he says.
如果一个人可以预测自己什么时候死，而且他还会复活的话，他说什么我都相信嘛。
Right?
不是吗？
If somebody can predict his own death and be resurrected, you believe whatever he says.
如果一个人可以预测自己什么时候死去，并且他还会复活的话，他说什么我都。
So that's why we take Adam and Eve seriously, not because it's in the book of Genesis, it's because Jesus believed Adam and Eve.
所以我们非常相信亚当和夏娃，并不是因为他们在创世纪里面，而是因为耶稣基督相信有亚当和夏娃。
Here's the amazing thing about Adam and Eve's story.
亚当和夏娃的故事非常的有趣。
Right, it's in this ancient, older than old literature.
它是在一个不能再老、不能再旧的一段 书信里面、
right?
文章里面。
It's older than old. It's got dust on it. You have to blow through the dust to read the story.
它真的是有够旧了。你如果要看的话，你要把上面的灰尘剥掉才可以看。
But whether you think the Bible is inspired or not, you should read the story.
不论你相不相信圣经，你都应该要看这个故事。
And then hopefully it will pique your interest that you want to read more of the stories.
希望可以让你开始对圣经感到兴趣，然后继续的去读接其他的事情。
Some of us actually believe this is how the world began.
对我们一些人来说，我们的相信世界是这样子产生的。
Some of us believe that is historical, but whether you believe it or not doesn't matter.
我们相信这就是一个历史事件，但不论你相不相信，它并不重要。
But here's where we find ourselves in this little story we find in the book of Genesis.
但是在这一小段创世纪里面的故事当中，我们看到了我们自己。
So I want to give you a little bit of context, then we'll talk about Adam and Eve.
我们来谈看一下经文，我们接下来就要来谈亚当和夏娃。
In Genesis chapter 1 it says, God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them, male and female he created them.
于是神照着自己的形象造人，就是照着神的形象创造了他，他所创造的有男有女。
Right, so Christians believe that we are actually created in the image of God.
基督徒相信我们是透过神的形象所创造。
So whether you're male or female, you are actually created in the image of God.
不论你是男性或女性，你们每一个人都是透过神的形象所创造。
And then after God created male and female,
在神创造了男人和女人之后，
God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number.
神就赐福给他们，对他们说要繁衍增多。
Right, this is amazing. In if you and I believe the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve are,
这是很奇妙的。如果你和我一样相信伊甸园存在
，that the writer of Genesis said that when Adam and Eve were created, God actually only created one rule.
创世纪的作者写到说，当神创造了亚当和夏娃之后，他只立定了一个规则。
Right, there was no Ten Commandments or anything like that.
当时他没有设立十诫。
There was just one rule.
只有一个规则。
So God said, "Hey Adam, you see that tree over there?"
上帝就跟亚当说，亚当，你有没有看到那边有棵树啊
？That tree over there?
就那一棵树。
Don't eat the fruit of that tree.
不要吃那棵树上所生的果子。
It's like, it's so random, isn't it?
这听起来是很奇怪。
Right, you can eat anything you want. You can run naked in the Garden of Eden, do anything you want, but just don't eat the fruit from that tree.
你可以吃这个伊甸园里面所有树上所生的果子，你可以在里面裸奔，但是你就是不可以吃这棵树上所生的果子。
Right, I gotta have one rule because this one rule established that I'm the boss, you're not.
我要设立一个规则，因为这代表说我是掌权的。
Right, just so don't eat from that tree.
所以你不要吃那棵树上所结的果子。
And of course, Adam and Eve did exactly what you and I would do as kids.
但是当然嘛，亚当和夏娃 做了我们小时候都会做的事。
We tend to gravitate towards the things that our mom and dad tell us not to do.
我们总是会去做我们父母亲叫我们不要做的事。
Right? Those two or three things that your mom and dad told you never to do, you just tend to gravitate toward it.
你父母跟你说这两件事情是你不可以做的哦，但是你就是想要去做这两件事。
Now, here's what's amazing about Christian belief is that, and in the beginning of the creation or the world, whatever you, however you see it, God created everything perfect.
基督徒相信在这个世界一开始创造的时候是完美的。
So God felt like he didn't need to create a whole bunch of rules because everything was perfect.
神认为因为这世界是如此的完美，他不需要去立定很多规定。
He just needed to create one rule to let mankind know that he is God, they're not.
他只要设立一个规定，让人类可以知道他是神。
And then people were like, yeah, you're God, we'll just do whatever you want.
所以人就可以说，是的，你是神，我们就遵照你的旨意来做事。
And that's the way it is, so there was no need for a whole bunch of rules.
所以就是这么的简单，不需要一堆的规则。
But then Adam and Eve broke the one rule that God told them not to break.
但是亚当和夏娃就是破坏了神所设定的那一个规定。
And here's what Christians believe.
基督徒是相信
When Adam and Eve broke the rule, not only are they messed up, we're also messed up because of them.
当亚当和夏娃破坏那个规定之后，不止他们的一切被破坏了，连我们自己生命的一切也被破坏。
And Christians say, in Christian term, that sin entered the world.
以基督徒的说法，就是在那个时候，罪就进入了世界。
Right? Now, you may not believe in sin.
也许你不相信罪。
But you pretty much believe that you are a sinner.
但是你应该相信你是一个罪人。
Right? If it's... You may think, oh, sin, that's a little too offensive.
你可能会觉得、啊、罪这有点冒犯哦。
But let me tell you what I mean by you're a sinner.
但是让我听我解释一下我说你是罪人是什么意思。
Right? I don't mean like you're a sinner according to the Bible.
我不是说你是罪人，是因为圣经这样说。
Okay, you even know yourself as a sinner.
你也知道你自己是个罪人。
How do you know?
你怎么知道的呢？
You don't even keep your own rules.
你甚至不会照着自己的规则来做事。
Right?
不是吗？
You don't even exercise three times a week.
你不会每个礼拜运动三天。
Right? You keep eating the stuff that you know is bad for you.
你一直吃那些你知道对你不好的食物。
Right? And then you say unkind words to people.And then you regret afterwards and feel guilty.
你对别人说一些不礼貌的话，但是之后你就感觉很罪过。
Right? So you yourself know that you are a sinner.
你自己都知道你是个罪人。
Right? You don't need the Bible to tell you that there's something wrong with you.
你不需要圣经告诉你到底你有什么问题。
You just keep repeating the same thing that you told yourself not to do.
因为你持续的在做你告诉自己不应该做的事。
So I know you know there's something wrong with you, and I know there's something wrong with me.
你知道你自己，自己有一些问题。我知道我自己有一些问题。
And the Bible calls it sin.
圣经称这为罪。
And the great thing about us as Christian,
身为基督徒最棒的是
the reason why I'm a sinner.
为什么我是一个罪人？
I have somebody else to blame. I can blame Adam and Eve.
因为我可以怪罪别人嘛。
If you don't believe in Adam and Eve, you just have to deal with your own sin yourself.
如果你不怪罪亚当和夏娃的话，你只能自己去处理你自己的罪。
Right? So sin enters the world.
所以罪进入了这个世界。
And Adam and Eve committed, we call the first sin that's ever committed.
亚当和夏娃犯了我们称为第一个罪。
And now their lives are messed up.
所以他们整个生命都被破坏了。
Now look at what happened.
我们来看看发生了什么事。
Right? So Adam and Eve did something that God told them not to do.
所以亚当和夏娃做了神叫他们不可以做的事。
And now the author tells us, Then the man and his wife, the man Adam and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
圣经上说到天起凉风的时候那人和他的妻子听见耶和华神在园中行走的声音就藏在园子的树林中躲避耶和华神的面。
So, now they did something wrong, now they're hiding in the garden.
他们犯错了他们就躲在伊甸园里面。
But this isn't very smart, is it?
但这是一个很愚蠢的行为。
You know what?
你知道为什么吗？
When you and I do things that we're not supposed to do,
当你我做了不应该做的事,
we do unsmart things.
我们都会做一些很愚蠢的行为。
Here's what you do. This is why the story is so brilliant.
为什么这故事这么的有趣呢？
Okay, whoever wrote this. Remember, this is ancient literature.
你们要记得哦，这个故事是非常非常非常古老的一个文章。
But it pinpoint exactly what you and I will experience and feel.
但是它完全指出了你我都会经历的和都会有的感觉。
When we do something wrong,
当我们做犯错了
，we hide.
我们躲起来
，and we hide from the people that matters to us the most.
我们会躲，我们会从向。我们会躲开那些对我们来说最重要的人。
When we make a mistake,
当我们犯错
，we tend to hide in obvious places.
我们会藏在很明显的地方。
And then when we get caught,
当我们被抓到了之后
，we say what?
我们会说什么
？I am sorry.
我对不起。
Right?
不是吗
？You've been doing this for 8 years, and now you're sorry?
你已经做这件事做了八年了，然后你跟我说对不起。
The only reason why you're sorry is because you're caught.
为什么你会说对不起？是因为你被我抓到了。
Right? So this is what happened to us.
所以这就是我们会做的事。
You were hiding.
你会躲藏起来。
You were hiding yourself, or you were hiding something.
你自己会躲起来，或者是你会隐藏某一件事。
And this is what we do when we mess up.
当我们做错了之后，我们会这样做。
And we only come out of hiding when we're caught.
只有当我们被抓到了，我们才会承认。
But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" 第九节。
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”
And he answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
他回答：“我在园中听见你的声音，就害怕，因为我赤身露体，就藏了起来。”
Right, I love this verse.
我很喜欢这段经文。
And perhaps the reason why you're here today is because you needed to hear this verse.
有可能你在今天为什么会在这里，是因为你要听到这段经文。
The rest of my message doesn't matter to you.
其他的信息都不重要了。
When Adam and Eve messed up in a big way,
当亚当和夏娃犯了很大的一个错
，God went looking for them.
神去寻找他们。
Now they really, really messed up, right?
他们真的犯了一个大错。
They messed us all up.
他们那个错甚至影响到了我。
Right, so it's the biggest sin that's ever created in humankind.
这是一个从人类有史以来最大一个罪。
And God went looking for them.
神去寻找他们。
So when you mess up.
当你犯错了
When I mess up,
当我犯错了
God goes looking for you.
神会去寻找你
And God goes looking for them not to punish them. And you will see this obviously in later in the verses.
神去寻找他们并不是要处罚他们当你看了接下来的经文
God went looking for them because God loves them.
因为神爱他们所以神去寻找他们
If God comes looking for you,
如果神去寻找你
It's because God loves you, not because He wants to punish you.
是因为神爱你，并不是因为他要惩罚你。
But the Lord God called to them and say, "Hey, where are you?"
耶和华神对他们说：“你在哪里？”
Right? God knew.
神知道他们在哪里。
But God said, "Hey, where are you?"
但是神还是说：“你在哪里？”
And Adam said, "Hey, I heard you, and I was afraid, and I hid, and because I know I'm naked."
亚当对神说：“我听到了你的声音，所以我就躲藏起来，因为我知道我是赤身露体。”
I feel naked because I feel ashamed.
为什么我感觉我是赤身露体？因为我感觉到羞耻。
Because I did something wrong, I shouldn't have done. I did something I shouldn't have done.
我做了一些我不应该做的事。
And then the author tells us, and then he said, he meaning God, and God said, "Who told you that you were naked?"Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
耶和华神说：“谁告诉你你是赤身露体呢？难道你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”
In other words, God said, "Who told you you were guilty?"
神说：“谁跟你说你犯错了？”
I mean, who told you that you needed to feel shame?
谁跟你说你应该感到羞耻？
Right? How did you figure this out? Who told you?
你怎么会自己有这样的感觉？是谁告诉你？
Have you eaten from the tree that I have commanded you not to eat from?
你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上所生的果子吗？
What did Adam say?
亚当说什么呢？
Adam said, "Yes, I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. Do with me as you will, but leave Eve out of this. She's innocent."
亚当说是我做的，我为我的行为负全部的责任，随便你要如何处置我，但是这些不关夏娃的事，她是无辜的。
Now you're not laughing because you don't read the Bible, right?
你不笑是因为你不看圣经，我知道。
That's not what he said.
亚当并没有这样说。
That's what he should have said.
这是亚当应该要说的。
Right? Here's so interesting. Here's something that happens to all of us.
接下来发生的事很有趣，是因为在我们身上都会发生。
When we mess up and we get caught.
当我们被人家抓到我们犯错。
And the very first thing that you and I will do.
你我会做的第一件事
The very first thing that this person does
亚当他做的第一件事
Is to blame somebody else
就是去怪罪其他人
Whenever we're caught
不论当我们只要我们被抓到
The first thing that we do
我们会做的第一件事
Is to blame somebody else
就是去怪罪其他人
You know where you get that from?
你知道为什么你会这样做吗
You can blame Adam for that
因为你可以怪罪亚当
Right? So here's what really happened
真正发生的其实是这样。
The man said, Adam said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
那人说，你所赐给我和我在一起的那女人，她把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
In other words, Adam is saying to God,
可以亚当其实是这样子和神说。
Right? He says to God, "Okay, hang on."
他跟神说，等一下哦。
Right? It's your fault.And your woman's fault.
是你
woman's fault.
是你和那女人的错。
So why don't God, why don't you and Eve get together and work things out?
为什么你就和夏娃去谈一谈，看一下事情该怎么解决
while I rest in peace here.
那我就在这边等嘛。
You guys work it out where you went wrong and then tell me.
你们谈一谈，看要怎么解决，你们哪里做错了，然后告诉我。
Right, I'm gracious enough to forgive God, and I'm gracious enough to forgive you. As long as you guys work it out,
我是非常宽容的。只要你们谈出来，你们哪里做错了，我是会原谅你们两个的。
Right, that's what Adam is saying.
亚当就是这样说的。
Now, when Adam said, let's see, Adam said that she gave me the fruit and I ate it.
当亚当说他把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
It was true.
那是真的。
But it was not the whole truth.
但是它并不是整个故事。
Now, listen to me. This is what we do.
你要仔细听哦，因为我们都会这样做。
In our past, when we make mistakes,
在我们的过去，当我们犯错的时候
，when people ask us what happened,
当人家问我说发生什么事了
，we tend to give them 90% of the truth.
我们会告诉他们大概九成的事实。
It was true.
是，这是真的。
It was true the economy tanked.
当他们
economy tanked.
当经济崩溃的事发生了。
It was true that he wasn't a really good boss.
他是一个很糟糕的老板，这件事是真的。
It was true that she wasn't a good wife or he wasn't a good husband.
他不是一个好的太太，他不是一个好的先生，这是真的。
It was true.
是真的。
But we tend to only talk about that 90% of the truth.And we don't talk about the 10%. We don't talk about the whole truth.
但是我们都只会跟别人说那九成的真实的部分，而不会告诉他们完全的故事。
And the more we talk about that other 90%,
但是如果当我们继续的告诉他们我们不跟人家说的那一部分
，the more we talk about that other 90%, that 90% becomes the whole truth of our story.
Okay, sorry.当你一直和别人说那九成的故事，久而久之，那九成故事就变成完全的故事。
And then you hide from your past.
你就把你过去的事情藏起来。
And if you don't own your past, it will sneak into your future.
你当你不去承担你过去的错，它就会偷偷的跑进你的未来里面。
And then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
耶和华神对女人说，你做了什么事呢？女人说，那蛇欺哄我，我就吃了。
Right? It's not my fault.
大家不是我的错嘛。
The serpent deceived me.
是蛇欺哄了我。
It was true.
这是真的。
But that wasn't the whole truth.
但是这并不是全部的故事。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你能够懂我在说什么吗？
Can you nod if you understand what I'm saying?
可以你们点个头让我知道你们懂了吗？
Right, because this is so important.
这是非常重要的。
It was true.
它是真的。
It just wasn't the whole truth.
但是它并不是全部的故事。
Right, I can't exaggerate how important this is. Okay?
我没有办法去告诉你们到底它有多重要。
But if we don't hit the pause button and go, wait, that was just 90% of the truth. It wasn't the whole truth.
但是如果我们可以暂停一下，然后去想说，等，那只是九成的故事，并不是全部的故事。
If we don't take responsibility for our past, we would drag it into our future.
如果我们并不去承担我们过去所犯的错，它会偷偷的溜进我们的未来。
No matter how small, no matter how insignificant you think that was,
不论是多么渺小或者是多么不重要的事，
you will drag it into, you will unfortunately you will drag it into, and then it will undermine your own happiness.
它就会进入你的未来当中，然后会埋葬你的快乐。
So we cannot blame our way into a better future.
埋怨不会使我们进入更好的未来。
You can blame your way into a future.
你可以靠着埋怨去进入未来。
You just cannot blame into a better future.
但是不会进入一个更好的未来。
Blame enables us to smuggle our issues into our future.
埋怨使我们夹带着我们的问题进入了未来。
Do you know what I mean by smuggle?
你们知道偷渡是什么？
Right? It's like nobody knows. If I don't tell, nobody will find out.
偷渡，这个 smuggle 是偷渡啊。偷渡就是你偷偷的把它带进来，不会有人知道。
Right? If I keep talking about that other 90% and keep my 10% in my back pocket.
如果我一直跟别人说这九成的故事，但是把剩下那一成的故事都藏起来。
If I keep blaming myself into the future.
我一直透过埋怨，然后进入未来当中。
You will smuggle your mistake, your dysfunctionality, you know, your past into your future.
你就会把你过去的那些事情偷偷的带进你的未来。
Right, your poor decisions, your daddy issues or your mommy issues, you will smuggle that into your future.
你的和父亲的问题、母亲的问题，你没有办法做好的决定的问题。
That's why you can't do this.
这就是为什么你不可以这样做。
Because if you don't own your part, you will never have a better future.
如果你不能去承担你所犯的错，你就不会有更好的未来。
So you've got to own it.
所以你必须要去承担。
You've got to own it.
你要去承担你的错。
So, last statement I want to give you.
最后一个我想要告诉你们的。
Blame sets us up for a repeat performance.
埋怨使我们重蹈覆辙。
Doesn't it?
是吧？
Blame sets us up for a repeat future.
埋怨使我们重蹈覆辙。
Right? Blame allows us to smuggle our part into the future, and then mistake repeats itself.
埋怨使我们可以把我们过去的错偷渡到未来当中，让我们持续的去犯这个错。
So, I want to give you something to do.
所以我希望能够给你们一些事情让你们可以去做。
Is to own your part of the past.
让你们可以去承担你们的过去。
Now, let's be really clear.
让我们要非常，我们来说清楚，先说清楚。
Owning your past.
承担你的过去。
I'm talking about anything from 16-year-old on, okay?
我说到的是从你16岁以后发生的。
Okay, not when you're a kid.
不是当你还是小朋友的时候。
But when you're 16-year-old on, you're more like a thinking adult. You make decisions yourself.
当你16岁以后，你已经开始像是个大人了，你自己会做决定。
Okay, owning your part of the past is like letting the temperature drops.
承担你的过去就是有点像是让你的情绪能够降低你的情绪。
It drops the temperature of your emotions.
就是能够让不要有情绪的想法。
As long as your temperature drops, your emotion temperature drops, the more clear that you will see.
当你不再有情绪的时候，你的思想会比较清晰。
You will be able to see your future with more clarity.
你比较能够有好的思想去看你的未来。
As long as you're blaming and as long as you're hiding, your temperature rises.
当你一直去怪罪别人的时候，你的情绪就会起来。
Right, because there's energy, there's tensions, there's energy in blaming other people.
因为去怪罪别人是很有力量。
Right, and then, but you won't be able to see clearly when your emotion temperature is up.
可是当你情绪这么高涨的时候，你的思路就会不清楚。
You have to be able to pause long enough to let your emotional temperature drop in order to see clearly into your future.
你必须要让自己暂停一下，使你的情绪可以降下来，让你可以看得更清楚。
Now Jesus said something so profound that's related to this.
耶稣说了一个非常好的话，跟这个也是很有关系的。
It's found in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew.
是在马太福音里面。
And if you read the Sermon on the Mount, if you're not careful, you will just read through it.
如果当你在看这个八福，当你在看圣经中八福这一段，耶稣在山顶上传讲八福的这段经文，你可能会没有注意到，你就会跳过。
But this verse tells us so much about how to see clearly into the future.
但是这一段经文很明显的告诉我们，教导我们该怎么样看清我们的未来。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
耶稣说，内心清洁的人有福了，因为他们必看见神。
So in other words, there's a relationship between purity and clarity.
所以我们可以知道清洁和明亮是有关系的。
The more pure your heart is, the more clear you'll be able to see.
当你的心越内心越更加的清洁，你就可以你的眼目就更加的明亮。
Right, when you've done the homework to clean out all the junk, the garbage, or get rid of all the cobwebs in your heart, you'll be able to see clearly.
当你把你内心的一切的垃圾、蜘蛛网、所有的杂物都清除掉了，你的眼目就可以更加的明亮。
When you're getting rid of all the things that you're supposed to own up, you'll be able to see clearly.
当你开始去承担你的过去的时候，你的眼目就可以更明亮。
Right, anything that you were afraid to admit, anything that you're hiding in.
一切你在把它隐藏起来，你很害怕的事。
When you have taken the time to get rid of those, you'll be able to see clearly.
当你能够花时间去处理这些事情，你就可以看得更清楚。
And then the temperature, your emotional temperature will begin to drop, and then you'll be able to make better decisions.
而你的情绪就可以开始降低，使你开始做出更好的决定。
So Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart."For they will see God.
所以耶稣说到，内心清洁的人有福了，因为他们必看见神。
As long as there's impurity or as long as you're hiding, you will not be able to see.
如果你还在隐藏什么，如果你的内心还不够清洁的话，你就看不清楚。
You have to have a pure heart.
你必须要有一个清洁的内心。
To ensure that next time is better than last time.
你才可以确保下一次会比上一次更好。
So here's what I want you to do.
所以我希望你们做的。
And I want you to do it tomorrow.
我希望你们明天开始做。
Or this afternoon.
或是今天下午就开始做。
But if you want to watch the Warriors game like I do, you can do it tomorrow.
如果你今天晚上要看 NBA 总冠军赛，像我一样的话，你就可以明天再开始做。
But I want you to do it tomorrow.
但是我希望你们明天开始做。
Because after tomorrow, you're moving on.
因为当明天开始的时候，你已经进入开始新的生活。
You'll be like, what? What did Kevin talk about on Sunday?
你就会不记得 Kevin 礼拜天说什么。
You're like, oh, what's for dinner?
Oh yeah, 你只会记得晚餐要吃什么。
Right, but if you do it tomorrow,
但是如果你明天开始做
，You'll be like, oh, that church is not a safe place.
你就会开始觉得教会很危险。
It's not a safe place. People told me that.This church is a safe place. It wasn't safe.
你就会觉得，虽然人家跟我说教会很安全，但是我觉得它并不安
全。I'd rather go to a church and listen to some boring sermon where I don't understand and then get over it and then go okay with it.
我宁愿去一个教会听一些很无趣的讲道，然后就这样结束。
Because the more bored I get, the more credit I get with God.
因为当我越觉得无聊的时候，我就能够越从神那边得着一些信用。
Isn't that what we think growing up in church?
当我们在教会长大，不是都会这样想吗？
Right, the deeper the pastor gets, the more we don't understand, the more we think we're holy.
当牧师讲牧师的讲道越来越深奥，我们越来越听不懂的时候，我们就觉得自己越来越属灵。
It's like, did you understand that?
你听得懂牧师说什么吗？
No, that was so deep.
我听不懂，哇，他好深奥。
Oh, I'm so spiritual. Today.
我真的觉得圣灵与我同在。
Right, but I want to be really clear.
所以我要很明确的跟你们讲。
Do it tomorrow.
明天再开始做。
Here's what I want you to do.
我要你们做的是什么呢？
I want you to go home and draw a circle.
我要你们回家然后画一个圈圈。
If you want, if you like, why do I have to draw a circle? You can draw a square. It's up to you.
随便你，你不想画圈圈，你也可以画正方形。
I want you to draw a circle.
我希望你画一个圈圈。
And this circle represents the circle of blame.
这个圆圈代表的是埋怨的圆圈。
Okay, not the circle of life, but the circle of blame. Okay.
不是生命的圆圈，是埋怨的圆圈。
Okay. Now, and when you think about your past.
当你在想你过去
whatever mistake that you made,
不论是任何你犯的错
whether it's relationally, financially, academically,
任何你犯的错，关系上面、财务上面
the things that you still think about, how did I make that mistake?
一些你还在想着说我怎么会犯这样
子的错 and you're getting ready to start over,
而你已经准备要重新开始
like, yes, I'm ready to start over.
是的我马上就要重新开始。
Okay, I'm going to draw a circle.
你要画一个圆圈。
And then I want you to draw in the part where you feel like that's part of your blame.
我要你把你自己你要承担的那一部分把它画出来。
Okay, in other words, you might draw this.
你有可能画像这样。
Okay, I admit, Kevin, in the past, 50% was my mistake, 50% was his mistake.
Okay, Kevin, 我知道大概50-50嘛，五成是我的错，五成是别人的错。
But nobody does this.
但是没有人这样做的。
This is not a good story to tell.
这不是一个很好的诉说故事的方法。
Right? 50% his fault, 50% my fault.
50% 是他的错，50% 我的错。
Right, so maybe you draw this.
也许你会这样画。
Okay, 75% was his mistake.Or their mistake, 25% is mine.
75% is 他们的错，只有25%是我的错。
But nobody does this too.
可是也没有人这样子画
的啦。Unless you're like a super good person.
如果你是一个非常好的人，你可能会这样。
Most of us.
大部分的人
will draw like this.
我们都会画这个样子。
It was 80-90% their fault. I'm only at fault 10 at most 15%.
大概别人80-90% 都是别人的错，我大概就10%，
right,
最多10%。
My whole industry is screwed up.
我现在整个业界都出问题。
Right, it's not my fault.
不是我的错啊。
Right, it's mostly their fault. It's mostly her fault. It's mostly his fault.
都是别人的错，都是别人的错。
Right, so I want you to draw whatever piece you think was your fault.
我要你画出来，你觉得到底。哪些部分是你的错
？Right, and then I want you to begin to look at that piece.
然后我要你开始去看着那一部分。
No matter how small a slice you draw was your fault.
不论它多么的小
，Right, I want you to recognize that's your part of the story.
我要你去辨别出那是你要承担的。
Okay, whether it's your marriage.
不论是你的婚姻
，your dating relationships.
你和别人约会的关系。
Your career, your company, or your past company, or the company you're going to start.
你的职业，你以前工作的公司，或是你即将要去工作的公司。
No matter how small your blame is, you've got to own it.
不论你的错是多么的渺小，你都要去承担。
And the reason why we don't own our part of the blame is because we're embarrassed to talk about it.
为什么我们不愿意去承担我们的错，是因为我们当我们谈到这部分之后，我们会觉得很感到很被羞耻
，right？ 或者很没有面子 ，right？ So we don't talk about, we don't own our part of the blame.
所以我们不会去承担我们的错。
But you've got, in order to have a better future.
为了要能够有更好的未来
，no matter how insequential you think your blame is, you've got to own it.
不论你认为你犯的错是多么的不重要，但是你都要去承担。
And then I want you to start think.
然后我要你开始去想。
And so I'm going to give you something that I thought about.
我要给你一些例子是我想到的。
That because these things are so subtle, they will tend to just pass us by if we don't pause long enough to think about it.
这些想法是如此的渺小，常常我们连想都不会想到。
And these emotions are so difficult for us to process.
这些情绪 是让我们很难去处理的。
But in order to ensure our future is better than last time, we've got to deal with that part.
但是为了要确保我们的未来会更好，我们必须要去面对它。
So, let me give you some examples real quick.
我给你们一些例子。
I had a feeling that something wasn't right, but I was afraid to dig around and discover the truth.
我感觉到有些事情不太对了，但是我很害怕去找出是什么问题。
Because I had already made up my mind what to do.
我已经决定好要怎么做。
And if I find something wrong, I wouldn't be able to do that.
如果我找到一些问题的话，我就没有办法做这
件事。I had a feeling that he wasn't, or she wasn't, or this company isn't.
我有感觉这个人不对，或者这个公司不对。
I kind of knew, I'm kind of suspicious.
我是已经有那个感觉了。
But I'm so locked in, I don't want to miss this opportunity.
但是我已经很明确，确定我要这样做，不想错失这个机会。
In my heart, I feel that something wasn't right, but I'm so afraid to discover it, I ignored it.
在我的心里面，我已经感觉到有些事情不对劲，但是我不愿意去发掘它。
Your past mistake could have avoided.If you paid attention to that little whisper, that little voice,
你过去的错误是可以避免的。如果你愿意花点时间去倾听那渺小的声音
，that moment you knew that, oh, I should have called for a background check.
一个在你突然感觉到，在那个时刻，你感觉到哦，我应该要去检查一下这人的背景。
I should have followed up.
我应该要去。再看一下。
I should have asked for reference.
我应该去请他们把明细资料寄过来。
But I knew if I did that, I wouldn't be able to do what I've decided to do already.
但是我知道，如果做了这些事情，我就没有办法去做我想要做的那件事。
People I trusted warned me, but I just wouldn't listen.
我相信的人已经警告我了，可是我就是不愿意听。
Right, my mom warned me, my dad warned me.
我妈妈警告我了，我父亲警告过我。
My best friend warned me.
我最好的朋友警告过我。
You sure you want to go out with her?
你确定你要出去跟她约会吗
？Are you sure?
你确定吗
you sure you want to take that job?
你确定你要接受这份工作吗
I've seen in your industry, this is what happened. Are you sure you want to take that job?
我已经在业界看过太多，你确定你要接这份工作吗
And then you just go, yeah, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's, I can handle it, it's fine, it's fine.
但是你就跟他们说，没有问题，没有问题啦，我可以处理的，没有问题。
People that you trusted warned you, but you just wouldn't listen.
你相信的人警告过你，可是你就是不会听。
Right, you had a part to play.
是吧？这是你自己做的。
Like 90% was everybody else's fault.
90% 都是别人的错。
That 10%?
但是这10%
You just wouldn't listen.
你就是不愿听别人。
I stayed too long and I enabled.
我已经在里面太久了，所以我
我继续讲。I stayed in that relationship too long, so I enabled him. I enabled her.
我已经在这段关系里面太久了，所以我已经习惯。
Right? Yeah, 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 yeah. I know. I stayed too long.
我知道，但是我已经在这段关系里面
太久。Right, I'm a mess and it's all unhealthy because I stayed too long. I should have ended it.
这是非常的混乱的一个关系，我知道，但是我已经在里面太久了，我应该早一点就停止的。
Right, next one. I was greedy.
我是很贪婪的。
Plain and simple, I was just greedy.
很简单嘛，就是贪婪。
I knew I shouldn't, but I was greedy.
我知道不应该，但是我贪婪。
I gotta have it.
我就是要有。
I was lonely.
我很孤单。
The truth is, I was simply lonely.
事实就是，我就是很孤单。
All my friends, all my relatives, all my best friend, all my family, they all had, I was just simply lonely.
我所有的朋友、家人，他们都有拥有这一些，我就是感觉很孤单。
I was jealous.
我很嫉妒。
Right? I saw my brother's career, I saw my sister's career.
我看到我哥哥，我看到我姐姐他们的职业生涯。
Oh, she married this guy. He married that girl.
哦，这个人结婚了，他也结婚了。
Right, honestly, the reason why I took on so much debt was because I was just simply jealous of her lifestyle or his lifestyle?
为什么我会有这么多的债务？是因为我很嫉妒其他人。
Right, I know I shouldn't have bought that house.
我知道我不应该买这个房子。
But I had to compete with my cousin.
但是我要和我的亲戚们竞赛。
Right, I gotta have that house.
我一定要有这个房子。
I shouldn't have, but I was simply jealous.
我知道我不应该有，但是我就是嫉妒。
I should have confronted her. I should have confronted him, but I was afraid.
我应该要和他们谈清楚，但是我害怕。
Right, I know they were wrong, and I know they sidestepped me. They stepped all over me. I should have told them that they were wrong, but I was so afraid.
我知道他们对我的感觉是错的，我应该要和他们谈清楚，但是我害怕。
I knew I needed to ask them that tough question, but I was just simply afraid.
我知道我应该要问他们这个问题，但是我就是害怕。
That was my fault. That was my part.
是我的错。
Right, it was just lust, pure and simple.
简单就是欲望。
Right, it's embarrassing to admit this.
是很不愿意承认。
Yeah, I lied to myself that if we move in together, it would save financially.
我会跟我自己说，是让我们同居，是因为这是在财务上对我们两个人都有帮助。
Right, but it was just simply lust.
但是其实就是欲望。
Right, I didn't do my best.
我并没有做到最好。
Yeah, I think it was a hard teacher. It was a hard professor.
我觉得至少这个老师是很严格的。
Yeah, I knew all that.
我知道他很严格。
And but the reason why I didn't do well on this test is because I just simply didn't do my best.
但是为什么我这次考试没有考好，就是因为我没有认真念书。
Yeah, I knew that this job was tough.
我知道这个工作很严苛。
I knew that this assignment required a lot of me.
我知道这一个工作要花我很多的时间。
Maybe the requirement was even unfair.
甚至即使这要求是很不实际的。
But I failed in my job.
但是我就失败了。
Because I simply didn't do my best.
因为我没有做到最好。
I should have left, but I was embarrassed.
我应该要离开了，但是我感觉很羞耻。
Right? When I got there, I knew something was not right.
当我抵达那边的时候，突然我感觉到有些事情不对。
Right, when I saw my friends, they are all doing this. I knew it wasn't right.
我看到我的朋友们都在做这些事情，我觉得是不对的。
But I was too embarrassed. I don't want to lose their friendship. I was simply too embarrassed to just leave.
但是我不想要失去这些朋友，我不想要离开，感觉很奇怪。
Right, I was just too embarrassed to call my friend or get a cab, just leave.
我真的我不愿意打电话去叫个计程车离开这边，因为这感觉很不自在。
Right, I should have left, but I stayed too long.
我应该要离开的，但是我还是待在那里。
I put myself in that situation.
我把我自己放在这个情况当中。
I kept telling myself I could handle it.
我一直跟我自己说我可以处理。
I kept telling myself, yeah, things are not as bad as they think, as you think.
我一直跟我自己说啊，其实没有那么糟糕。
I can handle it. I can handle it.
我可以处理的。
My kids are not as bad as I think.
我的孩子其实没有那么糟糕。
They're okay. They're fine. I can handle it.
他们很好的，没有问题，我可以处理。
Right, my husband is not as busy as I think.
我丈夫没有这么忙碌，没有这么忙碌。
Right, I can handle it. I can handle it.
我可以处理的。
Right, my marriage is fine. I can handle it.
我的婚姻没有问题，我可以处理的。
I'm fine. I'm not divorced. I still have my kids. They still love me. I'm fine.
我现在还过得很好，我还没有离婚，我孩子还跟我关系很好。
But the truth is, you're not handling it.
但是事实是你并没有办法处理。
They are handling you.
他们正在处理你。
So to make peace with your past, you have to own your piece of the past.
所以为了要让你的和你的过去能够达到和谐的状况，你必须要去承担你自己的过去。
Right, it's embarrassing, it's difficult, it's emotionally draining.
它是非常困难，会让你觉得很羞耻，是会让你的情绪起来的事。
Right, but you've got to own your past to let your emotional temperature go down.
但是你必须要去承担你的过去。
So you make peace with your past by owning your piece of the past.
让你的过去不再重蹈覆辙，就要承担起你的过去。
So next time,
所以下一次
it's going to be better than last time.
所以下一次就会比上一次更好。
In order for next time to be better than last time,You've got to own your part of the past.
为了让你下一次能够比上一次更好，你必须要去承担你的过去。
That's the only way forward.
这就是唯一一个可以让你 前进的方式。
Right? So, can you go back to that circle?
你可以回到刚刚那个圈圈。
So I want you when you go home.
当你回家的时候
，I want you to draw that circle.
我希望你画出这个圆圈。
Right? Some of you are in your second or third relationship.
有些人现在正在你第二个或第三个关系当中。
And you're beginning to feel a little bit like last relationship.
你开始感觉这和前一段关系很相像。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
Got to own your piece of the past.
你必须要去承担你的过去。
Like you need to draw that circle.
你必须要把这个圆圈画出来。
And then you got to draw your slice.
然后你要画出你自己要负责的那部分。
Here's the good news.
好消息是
，When you draw your slice,
当你把你要负责的部分画出来
，And you begin to think about it,
你开始去思考。
You begin to write down all the things that you need to own about your past.
你把所有你要承担的事情把它写下来。
You will begin to feel all those emotional temperature begin to drop.
你就会开始看见那你的情绪慢慢的降下来。
And you begin to see.
你能够看得更清楚。
Maybe for the first time ever in your life.
也许在你生命中第一次。
Maybe for the first time you go,Oh, no wonder my mom's been telling me. No wonder my dad's been telling me. No wonder my best friend's been telling me.
也许在你生命中第一次你发现你母亲、你父亲、你的好朋友为什么这样跟你说。
And then you begin to see your part of the story begin to lose energy.
你会看见在你生命中在那过去当中你要承担的那一部分。
That the other 90% will begin to lose its hold on you.
而其他那90%的部分就会不会再那样抓住你。
Next two slides. Yeah, and then so that next time can be better than last time.
所以下一次就可以比上次更好。
Next time can really, 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 really be better than last time.
下一次就绝对可以比上次更好。
Not because you simply want it.
不是因为你想要它更好
，It's because you planned it to be，
而是你去实行这个计划，让你的下一次变得更好。
Okay, next week we're going to talk about rethinking it.
下个礼拜我们要谈到的是
反思。Okay, but this week，
但是这个礼拜
，own your part，
你要承担你的错。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。